With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The U.S. has attacked three sites in Iran. It happened yesterday. President Trump addressed the nation from the White House last night and asserted that Iran's key nuclear sites were, quote, completely and fully obliterated. The Atomic Energy Organization of Iran confirms that attacks did take place at its Fordo, Isfahan, and Natanz sites. President Trump's willingness to consider war with Iran has divided some of his staunchest allies, White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Leading voices within the president's MAGA movement are split when it comes to possible military action against Iran. Some of the president's top supporters are upset. But White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said,
"Nobody should be surprised by the president's position that Iran absolutely cannot obtain a nuclear weapon."
The president this week said he's not looking for a fight with Iran, but if it's a choice between fighting and them having a nuclear weapon, he said you have to do what you have to do. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Vice President J.D. Vance's popularity is on the rise.
The latest Rasmussen Report's National Telephone and Online Survey finds that 52% of likely U.S. voters view Vice President Vance favorably, up from 49% in April, including 33% with a very favorable impression. Vance's popularity upswing coincides with President Trump's continued favorability. The president's approval rating has been at least 50% in the Rasmussen poll since May 23rd. Ken Lorman reporting.
Three people are dead and a regional airport has been heavily damaged after powerful winds, including a tornado, swept through the upper Midwest this weekend. Two men and a woman were killed late Friday at two locations in the town of Enderlin, North Dakota, about 40 miles southwest of Fargo. This is SRN News. Seven families have filed a lawsuit challenging Arkansas's requirement that public school classrooms display the Ten Commandments. The legislation was signed in April by Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders. It mirrors a similar statute enacted in Louisiana and another in Texas. The lawsuit argues that the requirement to post the commandments violates the family's First Amendment rights by endorsing a religious viewpoint. The suit was filed by the ACLU, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, and the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Gay activists are pressuring the government of Guatemala to legalize same-sex marriage. Two Mexican women were married on the grounds of Mexico's embassy in Guatemala this month, sparking anger in a nation that doesn't recognize the practice. Mexican officials say the ceremony was intended to celebrate Gay Pride Month and was a, quote, step toward inclusion, respect, and equality for all. This is SRN News. The duck farm in Long Island is rebuilding after losing its entire 100,000 bird flock last January to the bird flu.
Crescent Duck Farm owner Doug Corwin.
It was a devastating emotional thing.
Plus, he had to lay off staff.
Most of my people have been with me 10, 20, 30 years.
The first wave of more than 900 young ducks arrived at the end of May. More continue to come. But he's pushing for change so he doesn't have to go through another outbreak.
There are many vaccines that work for this. We're just not allowed to use them.
Long Island was once a center of U.S. duck production with more than 100 farms. Julie Walker, New York.
The Greek National Opera opened this season's festival with Puccini's Turandot as Athens Ancient Theater hosts its final festival season before it shuts down for at least 3 years for restoration and maintenance. It's nearly 2,000 years old. This is SRN News.